beginning of the parsha, we see that Hashem sends Avram away from everything that he knows to a desert. He's going into poverty, but told that you're going to reach wealth. And Lot goes with him. Lot follows after Avram. It's a big thing. He could stay where he is. He's familiar with the place. That's where his money is. That's where he's always been settled. Everything Avram's going into is unknown. And how did Lot's father die? Haran. Haran followed after Avram when Avram jumped into the fiery furnace in the kitchen of Aish. Avram lived. Haran jumped in, and Haran died. So, Lot, why are you following after Avram? Look what happened when your father followed after Avram. But Lot was on a high level, and he followed after Avram Avinu. Just a little bit later in the Parsha, we see that everything by Lot changes. He's interested in going to Sodom, which the Torah tells us there were Rishon v'Chatoim. What is it? What happened between the beginning of the Parsha when Lot is on a high level, following after Avram, ready to give up on everything in the world? And just a little bit later in the Parsha, well, all of a sudden we see Lot falling down and going to live with the people of Sodom. What is it that happened to him over there? If you look in the Psukim, right before Lot made that turn for the worse, it says that Lot had become wealthy. That Lot also now had a lot of belongings, like Avram, after traveling for a while, he now had a lot of belongings. Lot also. That's when their workers started fighting with each other. And that's when Lot looked and saw Sodom and was enticed and interested in going there. What made the people of Sodom as bad as they were? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Sodom lo nitga'u, ela b'shvil tova she'ishpia lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anshei Sodom became Baalei Gaiva, and that leading to all the bad things that they did. Where did that stem from? Because Hashem gave them all the goodness of the world. They had become wealthy. They had a lot of valuables. They had a lot of ability. And when they became wealthy, that led them towards being Baalei Gaiva, forgetting about God, forgetting about morals, and being very into themselves. The Gemara says the same thing about the people of Dor HaMabul. It says a page earlier in Sanhedrin, Tanu Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul lo nitga'u ela b'shvil tova she'ishpia lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dor HaMabul also only started to become as bad as they were after they become wealthy and comfortable and felt very self-sufficient. In the Maseiros Yesharim, in the first parak, the Ramchal describes how every interaction that we have in our lifetime, everything that surrounds us, it's all a nisayon, both in front of you and behind you. Whatever your circumstance is a different nisayon. And as an example, he says, ha'oni mitzad echad, va'osher mitzad echad. On one hand, poverty could be a test for somebody, and there's challenges that are involved with being poor. Va'osher mitzad echad. And wealth, on the other hand, also comes with a challenge. What's challenging about wealth? Now I have peace of mind, I'm comfortable, I could focus on what's important. What's challenging about wealth? And he continues and he quotes the pasuk in Mishle, Pen espa v'chichashti v'amarti mi Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech was concerned, lest I become wealthy and satiated, and I deny Hashem, I say, who is he? When somebody becomes wealthy, and wealthy, it doesn't just mean, oh, I have a lot of money in the bank. Wealthy, we are all wealthy. Nobody here in this room, including myself, all the Rebbeim, we're all super wealthy. Our challenge in this world is not that we're poor. Our challenge in this world is that we're on the wealthy challenge. And when somebody is wealthy, that means that they have a lot of possibilities open to them, a lot of options, a lot of things to be involved in, a lot of things that they could do, a lot of things that could distract them. And the nisayon of wealth, says Shlomo HaMelech, is that you start to forget Hashem. When the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the people of the Mabul, when it talks about Sodom and Amorah, it talks about how their gaiva, their feeling self-sufficient, made them stop to think about Hashem. They didn't need him. didn't need to talk to him or daven for him or ask him for anything. And they started to feel very powerful on their own and caught up with all the things that they had to occupy themselves. And that led them towards being more and more and more Rishayim by the Anshei, by the Dor HaMabul, and by the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. When Lot started to have wealth and started to a little bit distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then live amongst the people of Sodom, that's where his downfall was. When he was living a life of poverty, following after Avram in the desert without anything, he was successful at that test. But when it came to the test of wealth, of ability, of distractions, that was the one that threw him off. It's not by chance, you know, when we talk about Avram Avinu, there's two big things that we talk about with Avram, that he was the first one to bring back to the world belief in one God. And we also talk a lot about the chesed of Avram Avinu, about his gemil chesedim, his achnasas orchim, and how unbelievable he was in that. And it's not by chance that those two things came together. The Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Tesem at Beis, quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, and in Shir HaShirim it refers to Bas Nadiv. In the context of what it's talking over there, it talks about Bas Nadiv. Who is Nadiv referring to? And Nadiv is one who is a giver. Nadiv, the Gemara says, is referring to Avram Avinu. And when Rashi is going to explain why a Nadiv is referring to Avram Avinu, what would you expect or guess that Rashi is going to say? Why is Avram the one that it's a Nadiv? Because Avram was the Isha Chesed. Avram was the one that taught us and started Klai Yisrael with the deep and rooted Midah of Chesed. He did that Chesed Orchem. That's not what Rashi says. When Rashi wants to explain what about Avram Avinu was in a Nadiv, Rashi says the following, and it's a Rashi worth learning by heart. Nadiv, shenidavo libo lahakir esboro. That he gave of his heart to recognize his creator. Shenidavo libo lahakir esboro. He gave of his heart. He made room in his heart. He opened his eyes to allow himself to recognize the creator. The Gemara on the same page also says something surprising that we might not have thought of on our own. Amar Bichama Bar Papa, Kol Adam Sheyesh Alav Chesed, Biyadua Shehu Yirei Shemayim. Anybody who truly has the Midah of Chesed, you can know for sure he has Yirei Shemayim. Why do the two automatically have to go together? Ravolbi gives a mashal. Ravolbi and Alei Shor gives a mashal. He said, imagine a person, he's like inside of a house, in his own little house, focused on himself and what's around him. The doors are closed, the trisim, the blinds are all the way down. He only sees himself, he's only focused on his own stuff. When he opens the window and starts to look outside, not only does he see the people that are outside, he sees outside of himself, he sees the people that are outside, he also sees the heavens, he also begins to see God. A lot of the reason why sometimes a person becomes not cognizant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, not aware of him throughout our regular everyday, is our preoccupation with ourselves, our feeling self-sufficient, our feeling so many things that we could be involved in and things that we could do. We don't feel like we need anything, we need anybody, and if we do, we have where to turn and what to talk to. We're not always pulled to turn towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that same midah makes us also not notice the people that are around us, not be as caring as we could be, not notice what other people need as much, not care to try to put a smile on their face as much. The two things go together. And when somebody starts to truly stop thinking about themselves, put their self on the side, not be all into themselves, not only do they start to be caring over the people, cognizant of other people, they also begin to have an easier time noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thinking to themselves, wow, who gave me all this? Who do I need to thank? What am I supposed to do with all these things that I have? It's a completely different view on the world altogether. Let us not be distracted by all that we have and all that we're blessed with, and instead be able to look out of what we could give and who we need to thank for the things that we have. The Mishmar tonight is upstairs on the porch. Two announcements. One, Shekel HaShabbos.